Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Biology Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most fascinating topics in biology, inheritance. This is topic 3.2 in your WJUT specification, and it's absolutely crucial for your exam success. Now, inheritance might sound complex at first, but by the end of this 10-minute session, you'll understand exactly how genetic information passes from parents to offspring, and more importantly, you'll know exactly how to tackle those exam questions that can feel quite intimidating. Today, we're going to cover the key concepts you need to know, walk through how to construct perfect genetic diagrams, explore sex determination, and I'll share some insider examiner tips that will help you pick up every available mark. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's dive in. Let's start with the fundamental terminology, because WJE examiners are really strict about definitions. You need to know these precisely. First, a gene. A gene is a section of DNA that codes for a particular characteristic. Think of it as an instruction manual for one specific trait, like eye color or height. Now, an allele, and this is where students often get confused, an allele is a different form of the same gene. So if we're talking about the eye color gene, there might be a brown eye allele and a blue eye allele. They're both versions of the same gene. Don't ever write that an allele is a type of gene that loses you the mark. It's a different form of the same gene. Next up, genotype and phenotype. Your genotype is the combination of alleles you have, the genetic code itself. Your phenotype is what you actually see, the observable characteristic. So someone might have the genotype BB for eye color, and their phenotype would be brown eyes. Now let's talk about dominant and recessive alleles. A dominant allele is one that only needs to be present once to show its effect in the phenotype. We write these with a capital letter. A recessive allele needs to be present twice in both copies to show its effect. We write these with a lowercase letter. So if B is the dominant brown eye allele and B is the recessive blue eye allele, someone with BB will have brown eyes because that dominant B masks the recessive B. This brings us to homozygous and heterozygous. Homozygous means both alleles are the same, either BB or BB. Heterozygous means the alleles are different, BB. Remember, hetero means different, homo means same. Now, the heart of this topic is constructing genetic diagrams, and WJEC has a very specific format they want you to follow. Let me walk you through it step by step. Step 1. Write the parent phenotypes at the top. For example, brown eyes crossed with blue eyes. Step 2. Write the parent genotypes underneath. You might need to work these out from the question. If someone has brown eyes but could be B or BB, look for clues in the question. Step 3. Show the gametes. This is crucial. You must circle them. From a parent with genotype BB, you'll get two types of gametes, B and B. Circle each one. This shows the examiner you understand that alleles separate during gamete formation. Step 4. Draw your Punnett square. This is a grid where you combine the gametes from each parent, put one parent's gametes along the top, the other parent's down the side, and fill in the squares with the offspring genotypes. Step 5. State the offspring genotypes and phenotypes. List what you've got, for example, 2BB and 2BB. Step 6, and this is where students lose marks. State the ratio or probability with the phenotypes labeled. Don't just write 3 to 1, write 3 brown eyes, 1 blue eyes, or 75% brown eyes, 25% blue eyes. Let's talk about sex determination, because this comes up frequently. Humans have 23 pairs of chromosomes, and one of those pairs determines biological sex. Females have two X chromosomes, XX. Males have one X and one Y, XY. When gametes form, females can only produce eggs with an X chromosome. Males produce sperm and half carry an X chromosome while half carry a Y chromosome. When fertilization happens, if an X sperm fertilizes the egg, you get XX female. If a Y sperm fertilizes the egg, you get XY male. The ratio is always 50-50, and this is really important. Previous children don't affect the probability. Each pregnancy is independent. Right, let's talk about how to maximize your marks in the exam, because knowing the content is only half the battle. First major tip, letter choice matters. When you're choosing a letter to represent alleles, pick one where the upper and lower case look really different. Use D and D, or H and H, or T and T. Avoid C and C, or S and S, because under exam pressure, they can look identical and you'll lose marks if the examiner can't tell which is which. Second, always use the same letter for both alleles of a gene. Don't use B for brown and W for white, use B and B. This shows you understand they're different forms of the same gene. Third, show you're working in genetic diagrams. Even if you can see the answer in your head, draw out the full diagram with all the steps. The marks are awarded for the process, not just the final answer. Common mistake number one, confusing gene and allele definitions. Learn the exact wording. A gene is a section of DNA that codes for a characteristic, and an allele is a different form of a gene. Common mistake number two, forgetting to circle gametes. This is an easy mark, just draw circles around them. Common mistake number three, not labeling the phenotypes in your final ratio. The examiner wants to see 2 brown, 2 blue, not just 2 to 2. Common mistake number four, in sex determination questions, saying that having 3 daughters means the next child is more likely to be a son. It's always 50-50 probability doesn't have a memory. Let's test your recall with some quick-fire questions. Pause after each one and answer out loud. Question 1. What is an allele? Answer. A different form of a gene. Question 2. If someone has the genotype TT, are they homozygous or heterozygous? Answer. Heterozygous. Question 3. What sex chromosomes does a male have? Answer. XY. Question 4. If both parents are heterozygous for a dominant trait, what ratio of phenotypes would you expect in the offspring? Answer. 3 dominant, 1 recessive. Question 5. What must you always do to gametes in a genetic diagram? Answer. Circle them. How did you do? If you got all 5? Brilliant! If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways. 1. Learn the precise definitions of gene, allele, genotype, phenotype, dominant, recessive, homozygous, and heterozygous. These are worth easy marks. 2. Follow the WJE genetic diagram format religiously. Parent phenotypes, parent genotypes, circled gametes, Punnett square, offspring genotypes, offspring phenotypes with labeled ratios. 3. Choose your letters carefully. Make sure upper and lower case look different. 4. Sex determination is always 50-50, and previous children don't affect probability. 5. Show all your working and label everything clearly. Inheritance questions can be worth 5 or 6 marks in the exam, so mastering this topic is absolutely worth your time. Practice drawing genetic diagrams until you can do them in your sleep, and make sure you can recall those definitions word perfect. Thank you so much for listening, and best of luck with your revision. You've got this.